Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Genesis and Exodus. If you remember, we've just completed a series on Revelation, the seven churches, and we talked about the state of the churches, and we tried to compare that to the state of where we are at. And we found several challenges. One of those challenges was that we were to remember, to obey, shall I go through that again? Obey, and to repent. So this morning I was, as I've been seeking the Lord, saying, Lord, what is it that we should be looking at? I felt that the Lord said, well, remember. Remember some of the things. Remember what I have taught you before. Look to see if you are remembering. And so, I felt like the Lord was saying that we need to have a series on the Sabbath. So this morning we're going to start with that series on the Sabbath. There are pieces of paper out on the table for each of you if you want one. It has the sermon outline there. And so you're welcome to have those so you can follow along or pick one up afterwards. It doesn't matter. Those are them. So if you want one, put your hand up. My wife will pass it, get it to you. While she's passing those out, I'll start with a scripture reading taken from Genesis 2, verses 1 through 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. And by the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day, He rested from all His work. Then God blessed the seventh day and He made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. And then over in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made them, made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But He rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and He made it holy. How many things in the creation did God take the time to bless and make holy? I saw that. One, the Sabbath. Every single thing else, He said, it is good. It is good. Hallelujah. You know, each season brings forth a song of joy in my heart. The very first snow. Oh, I feel like a kid again. I'm ready to get all bundled up and go make a snowman or ride my sled. And at this age, it's getting harder and harder. Get out my snowblower. If there's enough that I can even come close to thinking it's worth the snowblower, I get it out. It's so fun. Anyway, then when spring comes, and all of a sudden I see the trees, and do you know how many shades of green there are? Well, I certainly don't, but God certainly did, because there is a bunch of them. You just watch. Each tree has a different shade of green as the leaves come out. It's beautiful. Then, when summer rolls around and it's warm enough to go swimming, I love the water. I could just almost live in it, but then I'd probably look like a prune, and sometimes I stay in long enough that I look like a prune. But anyway, God was so wonderful in creating all of this world. And then with fall, as we're coming in now, we start seeing leaves fall, but we start seeing colors. Some of the rich colors come, and it's just, I love to go for a drive in the mountains of West Virginia in fall. You have oranges and browns and reds and yellows and these dull greens, and they're just gorgeous. Mixed in with the rhododendron that keep their green the whole time. Our God painted a beautiful, beautiful world for us. But one of the things that I want us to realize is, after He made the world, He said, there's something else you need. And it was the Sabbath. And He stopped and He blessed the Sabbath day and He made it holy. All right. Holy. Holy. What is it to be holy? It means that it was very special and it should be treated differently. And God started giving us His words to help us to understand. So I want you to think about one of the things that Moses was revealed to at the burning bush. He saw the burning bush, and it says he turned aside to go see the burning bush. And as he's approaching the burning bush, God says, "Stop, Moses. Take off your shoes, for this is holy ground." Have you ever thought about that? The Sabbath is holy ground. Now, how can you have the Sabbath be a holy ground when it's a day? Well, I'm not sure how you do that, but we're supposed to do that. We're supposed to realize that it is special and we need to treat it that way. We need to recognize that God gave it to us because we needed it. We needed time. Time to be able to be with Him. And the Sabbath is supposed to be special. It's supposed to be holy. Now, the word holy means to set apart. Set apart. Separated, consecrated, distinctly sacred, and held in reverence. How do we hold something in reverence? Do we treat it like everything else? I want you to think about the temple for a moment. They had certain vessels that were for special things, and they were only used for those things. They had been set apart for that purpose. We need to begin getting that concept in our head as we think about what we do with the Sabbath. It wasn't the day that God said, "Just take this and go do whatever you want. It's my gift of free time." No, He said, "This day is special, and this is what you really need. You need time to be with God the Father. You need time to be with Jesus the Son. You need time to let the Holy Spirit infill you and teach you. And this is my gift to you." Were there things that the people would forget to do? Yes. And God accused the Israelites of profaning His holy Sabbath. Now, when we think of the word profane, we think basically about our language, profanity. But it's the same concept. When we don't look at why God gave us the Sabbath, and when we don't keep it that way, we are profaning a gift from God. So we need to recognize that profane is a horrible thing to do with what we have been given as a special gift. I think sometimes, and I know for myself, that many times it just seems like life is so overwhelming that I just take the path of least resistance. But should I take the path of least resistance when God has given me a special blessing? In our relationship with God, when we take the path of least resistance, it means that we're probably not going to take time to be with Him. Because there's always so many things else to do. Our children are hollering. They want our attention. Our grandchildren are hollering. They want our attention. I want to do this. I want to do that. Well, guys, the Sabbath is something that we need to help our children and our grandchildren to also appreciate and to hold with reverence. And I know for a child that's a hard concept. For an adult, it's not an easy concept. But this is what God has challenged us to do. So this morning I want us to stop and take time to remember. There are some scriptures in your outline. From Ezekiel and from Nehemiah. These are examples of how they forgot to keep the Sabbath holy. One of those examples is during the time that they're rebuilding the wall. And they're building the wall around Jerusalem. And they get the wall built and then they start forgetting about the Sabbath. And they still left the gates open and they would let the merchants come in on the Sabbath. And the people all went out and spent the Sabbath doing what they did every other day of the week. And so they closed the gates and they didn't open them so that the merchants couldn't come into the merchant area. Guys, you and I are the gatekeepers. You and I have to be the ones who set the boundaries of what it is that God wants us to do and to receive on this special, holy, set-apart day. Now, you might say, well, gee, is there anything I can do? Well, yes, there's all kinds of things you can do. But I also want you to realize that Jesus showed us that it wasn't about just making a list of do's and don'ts. It's about making a list of do's on the Sabbath. Do what the Father is doing. What does the Father want us to do? Reach the lost. Heal the sick. Set those who are in prison free. Tear down the boundaries. So that God can come in. These are all things that we can do. Not only that, but His disciples got hungry. And what did they do? They ate. They picked right out of the field. Oh no, you can't do that. That's harvesting. How dare you pull the corn shuck down? Or how dare you take the wheat and break off the chaff? So that you can eat it. That's a sin. Now Jesus was showing us it's supposed to be a blessing. Yes, you get hungry. Can you imagine that because you don't do anything that you think might be unholy, that you would hold all your business till the next day you don't go to the bathroom? Because I certainly don't feel holy when I'm in the bathroom, do you? No, he said, it's all right to take care of the things that are necessary for your living. But don't start treating my Sabbath as a day that you just take for your leisure. I didn't even put in the scripture from Isaiah chapter 58. Another excellent one that talks about, it says, don't take the day and do what delights you. Take the day, abstain from what is delighting you, and take delight in me, in God, in what He's doing. So this morning, I don't want this sermon to be, thou shalt not. But I want this sermon to be, thou shall. Because it is a blessing. He blessed the Sabbath day. He gave it to us as a gift. And you and I probably haven't had the amount of blessing that we should have because we haven't guarded the boundaries. You know, I appreciate Dean. If you look in your bulletin right here, we have the time the Sabbath starts, the time the Sabbath ends. So all you have to do is carry your bulletin with you and you'll know when this special time starts. God gave us 24 hours. 24 hours to have as a special time with Him. So, just to review. One, the Sabbath is holy time. Two, holy means set apart for God, separated for His purposes. Three, Sabbath is treated differently from everyday stuff. And the Sabbath includes distinct boundaries. So guys, let's remember. Let's obey. And maybe we need to do some repenting. But let's hear from our Heavenly Father and do what we should with His time. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank You for this special time that is a gift for us. Lord, let us receive the blessing that we need to receive. Let us not let the world press in. Let us keep the boundaries strong and be about our Father's work. In Jesus' name, amen.